The week brought failed adhesion and some rare congressional cohesion. Both triggered presidential pushback. The Lincoln Memorial Reflecting Pool features jagged blue flakes, sabotage, bad surface prep, and is ringed by chain-link fencing. Congress rebuked the president on the Iran war. The president declined to sign a big bipartisan housing bill, linking it to passage of other legislation that would impose new voting restrictions. He clashed with a Senate Republican on Iran. Find more U.S. and international news on our homepage, csmonitor.com. We've got a story today on Venezuela's response to an earthquake that was one of seven temblors of 5.0 magnitude or greater this week located on faults around the Ring of Fire, Axios reported. Acts of mutual aid are emerging. Weekends are also for respite reads, so also find our Tale of Two Tailors, experts in Revolutionary War-era garb and crafters with an eye for precision. The kind of person who thrives under this demand for historical accuracy, says one sartorial scholar, is someone who really loves history. It's Saturday, June 27th. Our next daily podcast will be on Tuesday, June 30th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm Clay Collins. Here are today's Monitor stories. The authorities in Venezuela say that foreign search and rescue teams are arriving to help with the aftermath of two major earthquakes. But Venezuelans are relying on one another right now because many are skeptical of their government's ability to respond. Whitney Ulick and contributor Tibisay Zaya report from Mexico City and Miami for The Monitor. At Ukrainian universities, Russian studies fell out of favor after Moscow's full-scale invasion in 2022, but a new program at one prestigious school is drawing interest with a different philosophy. To defeat a stronger enemy, one needs to fully understand them. Howard LaFranchi reports from Kyiv, Ukraine, for The Monitor. African governments began repatriating their citizens from South Africa last month amid growing threats of violence against migrants. But the choice to leave is not a simple one, as illustrated by the story of two close friends, a hairdresser who returned to Ghana and her colleague who chose to stay. Ryan Lenora Brown and contributor Justice Baidu report from Carletonville, South Africa, and Accra, Ghana, for The Monitor. As celebrations for America's 250th gear up, reenactors seek out artisans with mastery of historic garments. In Massachusetts, that includes turning to a tailor who got his start during the U.S. bicentennial and an immigrant tailor from Nepal. Kendra Nordine Beato and Melanie Stetson Freeman report from Randolph and Lexington, Massachusetts, for The Monitor. John Adams and his wife, Abigail Smith Adams, exchanged more than 1,100 letters between 1762 and 1801. Two letters from 1776, reproduced in our home forum section, reflect the waiting, the war's impact on the domestic scene around Boston, the strong desire by women to be included in the new laws of liberty, and the optimism once the Declaration of Independence had been signed. The letters are courtesy of the Adams Editorial Papers Project at the Massachusetts Historical Society. You can see them at csmonitor.com/daily. The United States and China are racing to develop computers based on the properties of quantum physics, with implications for science and security. Donald Keough reports for The Monitor. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com or on our app. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. thanks to today's audio production team, Mackenzie Farkas and Ian Case.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, United States of America. Copyright 2026.